on the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Despite the challenges with China, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Director of International Trade Kent Backus believes it's still the most intriguing market for U.S. beef producers, saying we finally have access to one-fifth of the world's population, something we didn't have for a long time. China is the largest beef importing market in the world, and Backus says the Phase 1 trade agreement allows the U.S. to sell more beef to China. The pandemic has impacted a lot of what, how, and where we eat. But one survey shows when the pandemic ends, more than half of us will continue cooking more from home. Casey Cronquist, president of the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council, says in the past 4 months of the global pandemic and stay-at-home orders, we've seen people turn to blueberries, both frozen and fresh, in ways they hadn't before. Cronquist says more people are looking at the types of foods they're purchasing. The fourth negotiating round of trade talks between the U.S. and U.K. is scheduled for early September. According to a statement released last week, both sides are expecting to exchange market access offers for the first time, outlining the timetable for eliminating tariffs on most products. Recently, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and U.K. International Trade Secretary Liz Truss met in Washington, D.C. for the third round of trade talks. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.